and a 4. So then we show here how that team around that funny businessman, clownish person who has a natural talent for how to get out there in media and play with them, that odd team actually is supported by the people. And the picture we get here, for instance, in Europe, that they are fascists or terrible and horrible, that comes from the media controlled by their enemies, because they're really racing against the oligarchy and all that shady warmongering madness. And you have this version of a lady who's military and who is good-hearted, truly, and this old man, businessman, respects her and listens to her. And this other one, you know, the Musk type and so on. So we can put these characters there and maybe just look at who they are and how what actually happened here that looks in Europe as a disaster is that the American people in the real democratic election voted for that team to come there and restore, save the actual, well, you could say great American freedom and democracy and freedom of speech and this and that, which had been threatened by some parasites. And we can show that in other countries also, that it's actually not good country versus bad country, but good people versus bad people in each country.